100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It is 77 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The job cuts facilitated by Elon Musk's Doge team are starting to show up in the monthly jobs report. ABC's Alexis Christophorus with more on today's unemployment numbers.
There were continued losses in federal government jobs, so 22,000 government jobs lost. Since January, that's now about 59,000. We know that the Department of Government Efficiency let go of 120,000 federal workers, but they're not all showing up here. Many of them have been put on administrative leave as they work their way through the courts now, and so they're still considered to be on U.S. payroll.
139,000 jobs in all added in May. The Trump administration asking the Supreme Court to pause a court order to reinstate Education Department employees who were fired in Doge dismantling. Another federal judge temporarily blocking the Trump travel ban on international students at Harvard. Russia unleashing a massive air attack on Ukraine, retaliation for the drone strikes. This is ABC News. A Japanese company hoping to land a research vehicle on the moon is instead making plans for trying again in 2027. ABC's Jim Ryan says their attempt last night was a failure.
The moment was 6 months in the making.
3, 2, 1, ignition.
The uncrewed resilience lander built by iSpace of Japan lifted off January 15th and headed toward a lunar landing, which was to take place yesterday. But after communication was lost, iSpace founder Takeshi Hakamura, speaking through a translator, was forced to admit,
"This is our second failure."
Like the previous iSpace lander in 2022, resilience appears to have crash-landed on the moon. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Vets in their 90s and older gathering in Normandy, France today, marking the 81st anniversary of D-Day. A Tyrese Halliburton jumper with less than a second to go, giving the Indiana Pacers a 111-110 victory over the heavily favored Oklahoma City Thunder in the first game of the NBA Finals last night. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, The People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscat 8 Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is partly sunny and 76 degrees at 1204. Look for clouds mixed with some sun breaks today. Small chance of light showers, especially late, with a high of 73. Variably cloudy tonight with a low of 54. And partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow with isolated light showers possible and a high of 75. Currently in Richland Center, as I mentioned, it's partly sunny. The winds are out of the north at 4 miles per hour. And once again, our current temperature is 76 degrees.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention, Richland County and surrounding residents. If your well is giving you trouble or your pump needs a pump up, don't be a drip and call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4428. They're the best in the biz and will have you flowing in no time. With a name like Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, you know they're not just a one-pump chump. So call them today at 608-649-4488 and get your water woes washed away. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. They'll leave you well pleased.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Get your vehicle road trip ready with TC Auto Works in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, save $20 on a brake special, $15 off AC service and charge, and $10 off cabin air filter service plus. Get a free road trip multi-point inspection. And don't forget, TC Auto Works is your trusted local used car dealership with quality cars and trucks for sale right now. Visit 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East or call 383-1700. TC Auto Works. Service, sales, satisfaction.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Today is Friday, June 6th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulotz, I'm Tim Thied. Yesterday evening at approximately 10:18, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a wanted person in the city of Mineral Point. An Iowa County deputy, along with Mineral Point officers, made contact with the subject at a residence in Mineral Point. As a result, Orlando C. Bennett, 54 of Mineral Point, was arrested on multiple outstanding warrants through Grant and Washington counties. Bennett was transported and custody turned over to Grant County Sheriff's Office. Negotiations between Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and state Republicans over the next biennial budget appears to have broken down. In a statement, Governor Evers said he had agreed to compromise on some tax proposals in the hope that Republicans would compromise on issues like child care and school funding. In his own statement, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu claimed that governor's spending priorities were unaffordable for taxpayers. If no new budget is passed by June June 30th, the current budget will stand until a new one is signed. The Trump administration has accused the Wisconsin Elections Commission of violating federal law by failing to provide a state-based compliant process for voters, bringing allegations against the commission itself. A Department of Justice letter on Wednesday outlined the accusation and threatened to withhold all federal funding. But the Democratic chairwoman of the Elections Commission said yesterday there is no federal funding to cut. She also disputed allegations made in the letter, saying it made no sense for the commission to determine whether complaints against it were valid. It marks the second time in a week that the Trump administration has targeted election leaders in battleground states. A breakdown in negotiations over tax cuts and other spending measures in Wisconsin threatened to put the 2026 race for governor on hold, with the Democratic incumbent saying he won't announce his decision on seeking a third term in the swing state until after a budget deal is done. Governor Tony Evers and Republicans who control the legislature have been meeting in private since April, trying to hammer out a deal ahead of the July 1st deadline, but those talks broke down late Wednesday. Wisconsin is poised to be in the national political spotlight again next year with the race for governor and a fight over control of the legislature. The Supreme Court has handed down a unanimous ruling in a religious rights case, finding a Catholic charity in Wisconsin can't be required to pay unemployment taxes when other religious groups are exempt. The Catholic Charities Bureau said that the state violated the First Amendment's religious freedom guarantee when it required the organization to pay the tax while exempting other faith groups. Wisconsin argued the organization doesn't qualify for an exemption because its day-to-day work doesn't involve religious teachings. The Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty represented the charity and heralds Thursday's ruling as a majority victory. Critics say threatening religiously affiliated nonprofits the same as other nonprofits doesn't violate the First Amendment. Republicans are introducing a bill they say would make hospital prices more transparent in Wisconsin. Savannah Tomei Olson has details.
A study from the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Foundation found Wisconsin has the fifth highest health care costs in the country. Their study showed private health plans paid more than 300% more than Medicare did for the same services. Dr. Nicole Hemkiss owns Advocate MD in Madison.
I remember an experience 1 or 2 years ago of calling one of our local health care systems, and I had a list of 4 or 5 specific x-rays that I wanted to get the cash price for. I was doing this for our patients in order to figure out what would be the most competitive prices for them. After being transferred to 3 or 4 different people, multiple calls back and unreturned phone calls, I was told that they couldn't give me the cash price because they needed to run this through insurance. And I explained to them that they should know what they are charging for a service that they are doing at their hospital.
Meanwhile, just this week, an analysis from Turquoise Health showed Wisconsin has the highest price transparency in the nation. Federal price transparency rules were put in place in 2021, and since then, no Wisconsin hospital has ever been fined for breaking those rules. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A jury has found a Milwaukee man guilty of killing and dismembering a 19-year-old woman on their first date. The jury convicted Maxwell Anderson this morning of first-degree intentional homicide, dismembering a corpse, arson, and hiding a corpse in connection with Sade Robinson's death. Prosecutors argued that Anderson killing her on their first date on April 1, 2024, dismembered her body and spread her remains around Milwaukee County. They also argued that he burned her car to hide evidence. Anderson's attorneys countered with that no DNA linked him to Robinson's death. Anderson faces a mandatory life sentence in prison where he's sentenced August 15th. A central Wisconsin man is going to prison following the takedown of a large meth trafficking ring in Marathon County. 32-year-old Joshua Lake of Stratford will serve 11 years in federal prison after investigators found he was responsible for distributing more than 50 pounds of the drug in central Wisconsin in early 2024. They caught up to him after he sold an undercover agent in February of that year, leading officers to raid his home a few weeks later. There, Lake waived his rights to remain silent and pointed officers to items in the home and admitted he was scheduled to fly to Mexico in the near future. Officers found both meth and cocaine in the home, along with a firearm. Three other individuals are serving between 2.5 and 7 years in prison for their roles. Over 1,000 citations were given to Wisconsin drivers for failing to buckle their seatbelts. The Wisconsin State Patrol handed out more than 1,300 citations during its two-week Click It or Ticket special enforcement program from May 19th through June 1st to remind drivers of the importance of seatbelt safety. The State Patrol points out that there were 176 deaths last year from crashes where drivers or passengers weren't wearing seatbelts. The campaign gives state troopers an opportunity to educate drivers and passengers on the benefits of buckling up, which is a top priority year-round. WRCO News time is 12:15. WRCO News will return right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Accidents happen, but at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, we make them disappear. Enjoy free loaner cars, free estimates, and a free interior and exterior detail with every collision repair. And guess what? We are running a special offer. Get up to $250 in gift cards based on your repair estimate total. Drive confidently knowing Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is here to help. Call us at 608-375-4434 or stop by. We're on Elm Street in Moscow.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of 8 tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love fast, safe, and fresh. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 9. Eat fresh at Subway Richland Center.
Currently, it's partly sunny and 78 degrees at 12:18. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
A historic tree along Highway 56 near Fancy Creek. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the Richland County Digital History Room, in a scrapbook provided by Stephen Fogo, this news article follows. Richland Observer, Thursday, August 17th, 1961. It's on page 13. A lone tree stands along the Highway 56 in the town of Marshall, a short distance south of the Fancy Creek Church and Cemetery. It's located across the highway from the lane which leads to the home of Mary Lou Doudna. According to the tales that are told by old-timers in this township, it was under those branches that a recruiting officer had set up, part of what would become a company of volunteers for the Civil War. They signed on for duty. The editor of this paper heard the story several times from Civil War veterans of this area. It was told to him years ago, and we have reheard that now in recent times. In no case, as far as we know, was the number of regiments or the company ever told for the war records, but it can be researched that Company H of the 46th Wisconsin Infantry, where many men from the town of Marshall belonged, including John Hart, whose land that tree now stands on. When telephone lines began to be strung along the highway at some point, it was said that permission was asked, but it was denied, to cut down that tree, and the old landmark, that old tree, was saved from destruction. If this story be true, and we have no reason to doubt it, the tree is now over 150 years old, and the way the tree looks, it could be around for another 150 years. Take a look next time you go past that Fancy Creek area to see if the tree is still there. Pictures date back to 1961. Listen now for next week, the Richland County History covering Junction Bar at Highways 60 and 80.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Blocks.
It's a full schedule of dairy breakfasts on this first full weekend of June. Dairy breakfasts will be held throughout the month of June as part of June Dairy Month. Many communities are holding dairy breakfasts through tomorrow. The Crawford County Dairy Breakfast will be held tomorrow. Enjoy all-you-can-eat pancakes, syrup, sausage links, cheese, cheese curds, applesauce, milk, coffee, and more from 6 to 10 at Achenbach's Highview Farms on State Highway 27, 2 miles south of Eastman. The cost is $3 and free for children 6 and under. The Iowa County Dairy Breakfast will be held Saturday from 6:30 to 10:30 at B. Kurt Dairy on Vortex Drive in Barneveld, hosted by the Handel family. B. Kurt Dairy is the first-generation dairy farm that has a passion for getting people to the farm and educating them about where their food comes from. Enjoy a locally sourced breakfast that includes pancakes, eggs, sausage, milk, cheese, yogurt, and ice cream. After breakfast, check out the many activities being offered, including kids' area, petting zoo, live music, a farm tour, and more. Busing will be available. The cost is $10 for adults, $5 for children, and free for children under 3. Parking and busing will be at Vortex Optics. Attendees are asked to take the short bus ride to the farm. The Sauk County Dairy Breakfast is held during at Narrow Dairy on Saturday from 7 to 11. Narrows Dairy is an operating dairy farm that uses robots to milk their cows. The breakfast menu includes scrambled eggs with ham, pancakes, sausage, cheese, applesauce, milk, coffee, juice, and Culver's custard with toppings. Visit the educational tent, entertainment tent, and see the dairy farm. The cost is $10 for adults, $5 for youth, and free for children 5 and under. Hosted by the Nolden family, Narrows Dairy is located on Buckeye Road near Rock Springs. Wisconsin Dells School Farm will host a farm-to-fork breakfast tomorrow from 8 to noon at the high school. Have breakfast from local food sources in the area. The menu includes grilled cheese, Brew Farm eggs, Sassy Cow milk, Brew Farm sausage links, and Culver's custard. Get a tractor ride out to the farm and celebrate Dairy Month with area vendors, one-on-one animal time, and kids' activities. The cost is $10. Dairy breakfasts will continue through the month with the 44th Richland County Dairy Breakfast, which is going to be held Sunday on Schmidt Farm, and I'll have more on that just shortly. Also on Sunday, the Grant County Dairy Breakfast is being held from 7 to 11 at Schilling Brothers Land LLC, Schilling Farms LLC on Ebenezer Road near Fenimore. Serving will be all-you-can-eat pancakes, eggs, sausage links, cheese, applesauce, yogurt, ice cream, milk, and coffee. There will also be activities, machinery, and rescue vehicle displays, and lots of door prizes. The cost of the breakfast is $10 for 9 and over, and free for those 8 and under. And as I mentioned, the 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be held on Sunday at Schmidt Farm between Sextonville and Gotham. Serving will be from 7 until 1. The menu includes pancakes, sausage links, applesauce, ice cream, and many other great dairy products. Activities at the event include a tour of Schmidt Farm, which includes how the cows are milked. Annette Lewis is an organizer of the event.
I want to encourage people. We already got minibuses taking them up to the barn area, driving around the barn area. They'll all get out by the parlor door or their office door, go up a flight of stairs, and you will observe these cows being milked, how they get on, how they get off of the carousel, and they'll look down over the top of it. It's just amazing. I've been there enough now that I'm the old farmer in me, yet I still would like to just sit there and watch them for a while because it is awesome.
Randy and Shelly Schmidt are the host of the event. Randy discusses what else will be seen during the tour.
The technology that we're using now, I mean, there's so many things there, and just how everything gets recycled at the farm. We're recycling the manure, obviously. I mean, there'll be displays on that showing how it's growing the nutrients. This dairy industry, it's a big closed-loop system, you know? They're eating the nutrients, they're putting it back in the ground, they're taking the milk. I mean, it's a kind of a modern miracle what this cow actually does for us. Now they're producing a valuable beef calf, a lot of them, you know? So it's more than just one thing. It's a lot going on.
Also back this year is Kinchy's Pedal Pool for kids ages 4 to 12, starting at 10. Cost of the breakfast this Sunday is $5 and free for children 3 and under. Schmidt Farm is located at 29281 Fairview Road. There will also be free bus pickup and dropping off at the Rockwell Automation upper parking lot. If you have any questions or want to volunteer, contact Annette Lewis by phone at 608-475-7312 or by email at annetteml1973@gmail.com. The 8th annual Winding Roads Art Tour will be held tomorrow and Sunday from 9 to 4. The tour features artists and studios in Viroqua and surrounding areas. This self-guided tour will take you through the beauty of the driftless landscape. You are invited to take this opportunity to view and purchase artwork with an understanding of the people, process, and story behind its creation. The Winding Roads Art Tour encompasses 18 studios on this self-guided adventure through Viroqua and its surrounding areas. The tour features 27 artists who create an array of work including painting, pottery, textiles, sculpture, photography, leatherwork, jewelry, metalsmithing, woodwork, letterpress, stained glass, furniture, collage, basketry, and printmaking. Pick up a guide at the Tour Information Center in Viroqua. More information, including an online map and list of artists and studios, can be found at windingroadsart.com. WRCO News Time is 12:27. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values. Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Orville Byron Haynes, age 84, died Monday. A memorial service will be held today at 3 at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ, rural Soldiers Grove. Burial will be in the Sugar Grove Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ today from 1 until the time of the service at 3. The Vossetag Larson Funeral Home and Crematory in Viroqua is serving the family. Orville Haynes is survived by his wife, Barbara Jean, 3 sons, Mark, Scott, and Lisa, and Ben and Sally, and 5 grandchildren. Orville Byron Haynes, age 84. Gerald Jerry Coleman, 77, of Muscadet, died April 28th. A funeral service will be held tomorrow at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the funeral home tomorrow from 9 until the time of the service at 11. A luncheon will follow at the Presbyterian Church in Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Special Olympics of Wisconsin would be appreciated. Jerry Coleman is survived by his children, Heather Coleman of Richland Center, Bethany and Jeremy Payne of Mineral Point, Danielle Coleman and Ryan Muller of Red Granite, and Brianna and Benjamin Hackle of Muscadet. 7 grandchildren, his siblings, Karen and Cliff Schneider, and Joel Coleman of Muscadet. Stepsisters, Diane Rasmussen of Madison, Deb and Dick Smith of Florida, Denise Hansen of North Dakota, and Barb Wilson of Texas, and his partner, Martha Joel Krieger of Cuba City. Gerald Jerry Coleman, 77, of Muscadet. Kenneth S. Calbell, 89, of Bloom City, died May 30th at home. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at noon at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial with military rites will be in the Vernon Cemetery near West Lima. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home tomorrow from 10 until the time of service at noon. Survivors of Kenneth Calbell include his wife, Leona, 3 children, Lorna Winsek, Lisa Calbell, and Avon Hooker, and Ken and Wendy Calbell. 4 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren, and a nephew. Kenneth S. Calbell, 89, of Bloom City. Ashley Bird, 37, of Avoca, died December 3rd. A graveside service will be held tomorrow at 1 in the Bloom City Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Ashley Bird is survived by her daughter, Lillian, mother, Tammy Banker, father, Terry Bird, sister, Eve Hill, grandparents, Delbert and Ariel Banker, and many other relatives and friends. Ashley Bird, 37, of Avoca. Matthew J. Griffith, 37, of Muscadet, died May 27th as the result of a motorcycle accident. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 11 until the time of the service at 2 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. The family encourages people to wear Harley, Fox Racing, and fishing hunting apparel. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family to set up a trust fund for his three boys. Matthew Griffith is survived by three sons, Ryan, Walker, and Kyson Griffith, brother Christopher Griffith, girlfriend and mother to Walker and Kyson, Peyton Gunlatch, mother of Ryan, Amanda Van Allen, aunts, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Matthew J. Griffith, 37, of Muscadet. Linda Lou Muckler, 75, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Services are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Linda Muckler is survived by her brother, Russell Muckler of Richland Center, sisters-in-law, Janet Muckler of Stoughton, and Linda Muckler of Gotham, niece and nephews, and many great nieces and nephews. Linda Lou Muckler, 75, of Richland Center. Judith Windsor, 86, of Gays Mills, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Saturday, June 14th, at noon, at the Maple Ridge Bible Church, Boscobel. Friends may call at the Maple Ridge Bible Church Saturday, June 14th, from 9 until the time of service at noon. Burial will be in the Gays Mills Cemetery. Fossetag Funeral Home in Gays Mills is serving the family. Judith Windsor, 86, of Gays Mills. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Caitlin and Austin Jarr had a son, Adley John. Jessica Godinez Cruz and Byron Garcia Sevilla had a daughter, Valeria Aliani. And Bridget and Jeremy Christner had a daughter, Alea Faith.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
It is true that Hub City does not have an Astrodome, but it does have Turbo's Bar and Grill. Kick off your weekend with their famous Friday night fish fry featuring shrimp that hits the spot. Savor the rich flavors of prime rib and shrimp alongside a full menu that's sure to please. And stop by for lunch. Turbo's has you covered with soup and sandwich specials, or try the legendary hash burger. Sundays are all about comfort with roasted chicken and homemade soups and desserts. Turbo's Bar and Grill, your go-to for delicious meals and unforgettable moments. One visit and you'll be hooked.
clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today, Ted and Nancy Greenbeck, Kevin and Jackie Bartles, Howard and Helen Nelson, and John and Erica Kronk. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. We are tracking some rain today around the Midwest. Some of that's down to the south, the heaviest from Oklahoma, stretching up through Missouri and over toward Arkansas. That'll stay south of us. Meanwhile, there's some showers, light ones at that, stretching from central Minnesota into far northwest Wisconsin. Most of those will stay north of us through this evening, so we're left with just a small chance of a sprinkle out there. About the same story for tomorrow. Temperatures will remain rather moderate as well. Now, as we get into Sunday, there'll be a better chance of rain around here, especially from midday up through the early evening as a front sweeps in from the northwest. Could bring us about a quarter inch of rain or so. And then Monday, we'll have an upper-level low-pressure system spinning across Wisconsin and surrounding areas. That'll keep us on the cool and cloudy side and bring us numerous showers as well. Once that clears the region, we should have several dry days, more sunshine, and a warming trend for the mid to end of the week. Your forecast for the rest of today, partly to mostly cloudy, small chance of a light shower or sprinkle late, temperature topping out near 73, northeast wind up to 5. Tonight, variably cloudy, low at 54. And tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy with some isolated light showers possible, high in the mid-70s. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a few showers possible, low at 53. Sunday, mostly cloudy, showers likely by late morning, maybe a thunderstorm, the high temperature about 72. Heading into Monday, mostly cloudy and cool, scattered showers likely by midday, maybe some rumbles of thunder as well, low 50, high up to 69. Tuesday, partly sunny with a brief light shower or two possible, low 49, high 73. Wednesday and Thursday, we'll see quite a bit of sunshine, warmer conditions, high reaching about 81 on Wednesday, 84 on Thursday. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 77 degrees after a morning low of 57. Yesterday's high was 82 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1988 is 94 degrees with a record low of 37 set back in 1958. Last year's high was 71 with a low of 56. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:39 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:20. 22. Winds are out of the west-southwest at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.05, and we have received a trace of precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 77 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The Centennial Soil Archive Project in Illinois, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. A long time ago, 460 soil samples were taken from fields all across Illinois, and over time were sort of lost and forgotten. Soil scientist Andrew Margonaut of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign.
It seems like they exchanged different hands and different storage places. They used to be at one point in Davenport Hall on the main quad. Then they were put into the tunnels beneath Turner Hall. And they ended up at a dilapidated pole barn on the South Farms where we rediscovered them in 2018.
After that, says Margonaut, the Centennial Soil Archive Project was started.
This is a soil archive that was developed from the original soil sampling of the Illinois State Survey. The oldest sample we have is 1861, and the most recent samples are from 2 years ago.
Margonaut says the project intends to find and resample all of the sites in Illinois where the originals were taken more than 100 years ago.
When you hold a sample from 1861 in your hands, that's pretty mind-blowing. And we can learn a lot about our soils to help from applied to more fundamental questions on soils and their fertility for the state.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
New World Screwworm continues to create complications. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. An ag economist says the import ban of live cattle from Mexico continues to put pressure on producers in the southern U.S. David Anderson is with Texas A&M University.
We've got the smallest cow herd since 1961. We've got fewer calves, you know, really tight supplies domestically. And now we've lost this pretty important supply of cattle regionally to feedlots.
While feeder cattle from Mexico account for about 5% of the total cattle placed into feed yards, he says it's actually much higher for feedlots in the south.
Close to 18% of our placements, kind of on a long-term average, are actually Mexican feeder cattle.
Anderson tells Brownfield the suspension will start to have greater impacts on the industry.
Now there's only a 40,000 head difference between the number of cattle on feed in Nebraska versus Texas. And so I think we're heading for some really striking regional shifts in fed cattle production simply because we've lost that supply.
Anderson says keeping the pest out of the U.S. has to be a priority because eradication is complicated. Researchers at Purdue University have created a rapid detection test that could help poultry producers combat highly pathogenic avian influenza faster. Mohit Verma, Associate Professor of Ag and Biological Engineering, says it detects the H5 strain of the virus.
So we put all of these reagents that are needed for this assay on these paper-based devices, and the paper-based devices will change color from red to yellow if the target is present. So that if there needs to be quarantine methods, they can do that.
He tells Brownfield the next step is commercialization. Once approved, Verma says his team will continue to work on tests to make them more cost-effective for producers and the industry. The chief commodities economist with StoneX Group says the lack of clarity on the Trump administration's biofuels policy has been weighing on soybean oil prices this week. Arlen Suderman says it's unclear when the U.S. EPA will release more information about renewable volume obligations and small refinery exemptions.
How will those two fit together? Will it be a high RVO but a higher SRE? Will it be a low RVO in a small SRE or some combination in between? The net of those two will tell us what our demand for biomass diesel is going to be, what our demand for ethanol is going to be.
Suderman says there have been rumors about when more information will become available, and analysts will keep a close eye on that information because biofuels policy determines domestic demand. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find more news and information online at Brownfield Ag News.
You know what hope is? Hope is action. Carving a path forward, even when it's hard.
And kids who still know how to dream. They're the best pathfinders of all.
So at Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children living in poverty worldwide to grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and so all those good things can come true for them. Safe.
And that means safe at home, safe at school, and safe online.
Hope means walking this path together, all of us. Because when we work together, we can do so much more.
That's right. Hope includes you.
Child Fund, because we need each other.
To learn how Child Fund works with children in 23 countries to help them achieve their full potential, visit childfund.org. That's childfund.org.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Hartchie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Hartchie Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Hartchie's crane truck. For more information, call Hartchie Lumber, 608-985-7207.
Another light round of direct cash cattle trade is underway, and cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. There is a light round of direct cash cattle business underway. Live deals in Nebraska are marked at $242. That's $2 higher than Thursday's deals and $7 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. More dress business is actually expected to develop throughout the day. Asking prices for what's left on show list are at $233 plus live in the South and $282 dressed in the North. For the week, live deals in the South have had a range of $225 to $232, $3 to $10 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis. The scattered dress deals have been at mostly $380, which is $13 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. At the winter livestock auction in Kansas, feeder steers and heifers, 650 to 950 pounds, were $8 to $16 higher. However, thin flesh cattle sold up to $20 higher. The USDA says demand was good, medium and large one. Feeder steers, 862 to 891 pounds, brought $304.25 to $310. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 812 to 834 pounds, brought $287 to $300.75. Boxed beef was mixed at midday with fairly light demand for light offerings. Choice down $1.36 at $365.49. Select was a dime higher at $356.71. Cash hogs were higher with a fairly light negotiated run. The cash hog market has had a week of ups and downs as processors navigate demand strength and supplies of market-ready hogs. It's Friday. Wouldn't be surprised to see a very slow day of business. Global demand for U.S. pork has been strong, which has been helping provide some price support, but China remains a wild card. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 93 cents with a weighted average of $100.55. The Iowa Minnesota had a weighted average of 102.83, and the Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of 102.50. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are $3 higher at $72. At Illinois, slaughter sale prices were steady with moderate demand for heavy offerings at $49 to $61. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $57 to $67. And pork values were sharply higher at midday, up $4.74 at $112.86. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
What would it take for my child to only miss half a day of school for treatment?
What would it take to find a cure for childhood cancer?
It would take all of us to come together to support the research. Research to discover more effective treatments for the 1 in 285 children in the U.S. who will be diagnosed with cancer. Children's Cancer Research Fund is a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer. Join us. Go to childrenscancer.org today.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Soybean and hog futures are higher. Cattle and corn are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short-stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up today, following bean oil, really, and waiting for details on U.S.-China trade tariff talks. Beans are also watching U.S. planting and development weather. July beans are up 6 3/4 at 10.58 and a half. August is 4 1/4 higher at 10.50 and 3/4. July bean meal's down $1.30 at $2.95.80. July bean oil's up 81 points at $47.46. Corn is mixed, monitoring another round of rainfall in some key growing areas along with the harvest in South America. The USDA and Brazil's CONAB are going to issue updated production guesses on the 12th. That's this next week. July corn's up 5 at 4.44 and a half. September's 1 1/4 higher at 4.32 and 3/4. And wheat has turned higher on short covering and technical buying despite some firm activity in the dollar today. Rains delaying harvest and leading to disease concerns for hard and soft red winter. Dry weather continues to be an issue in parts of Canada, China, and the Black Sea region. July Chicago's up 8.5 at 5.54. July Kansas City's 5.5 higher at 5.48. July Minneapolis is up 6 3/4 at 6.32. Live cattle are mixed and feeders are lower, watching the tail end of this week's direct business. Activity seems to be limited to just the live business in Nebraska so far. August lives up $1.10 at $2.17.92. October's up 55 at $2.14.52. August feeders are down 50 at $3.08.65. And with cash and wholesale support, July hogs are up $2.07 at $106.87. August leans $1.67 higher at $108.72. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line Geo Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
An excellent time to celebrate milk. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Jessica Castle, a registered dietitian with the St. Louis Dairy Council, says June Dairy Month is an excellent time of year to highlight the different kinds of milk.
Of course, we have conventional milk, which, you know, you'll find those gallons or half gallons in the dairy section. They're marked with the colored caps that you associate with whole milk or 2% milk or 1% milk. And conventional milk is pasteurized at 161 degrees for 15 seconds to kill any potential harmful bacteria that might be in the milk. With that pasteurization process, that milk will have an expiration date that's maybe 1 or 2 weeks out. But then when you're looking in the dairy section, you may also find milk that has a much longer expiration date, more along the lines of 2 months. And that is typically ultra-pasteurized milk. And that milk has been heated to 280 degrees Fahrenheit and held for 2 seconds. And because of that pasteurization process, that milk can last a little bit longer on the shelves. And it's a very convenient option if you need to stock up on milk or you don't want to run to the grocery store every week, because that milk can stay in your refrigerator for some time until you open it. And then once it's been opened, it does need to be used up within 5 to 7 days, like conventional milk.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The 1 o'clock